listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for moving me. Yippee, I made it here. Oh, I have to give you voice. Sorry. Grant talk power.
I feel like a computer Grant that just power. Got turned on. Thank you for giving me voice.
Oh, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Ma'am.
You're cutting out again, dear. Oh, my gosh. That was me a few minutes ago.
Okay, and man on the run. We got Bannon, Tom Dalpra in the lobby. All right. Oh, you can hear me, Vidir?
You That's were just like way delayed. What the heck is that?
Yeah, it feels delayed. Oh, so Psiopticon. Oh, see, I noticed when you switch from phone to machine, laptop, it changes like all your settings.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the live stream.
How did you move that guy?
I didn't move anybody. Can I move people?
I don't have enough permission.
Can you hear us, Psiopticon?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so you're not on your phone anymore?
No, I just got a different one there.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just on the
Hey, Rory, come over here. Crazy dog, hold on just a minute.
That was funny. Roy's her dog's name?
What's that?
Roy. Her dog's name is Roy.
His name is actually... His name is Rory. He has red hair.
Rory.
And he's got no legs. He's a dash hound. Hold on just a second.
Rory. That is funny.
That's a good name. Whose dog's that? Fidez.
I can hear you. Yeah. I can hear you. You're very quiet now. I'm not.
Am I quiet? Yeah, I haven't changed my voice. I like how you can go in on the settings, and if I do it right, you can like turn other people up or down. Very helpful on that. Hey, Banazir, are you hiding from everybody? Apparently not.
I'm waiting for my comments to come, like that I made 5 minutes ago.
Not showing up? That is strange.
It's cool how you can talk over yourself.
Oh, it's a little bit delayed. Just a little. I don't know. My comments were coming in immediately. So let me try. Hi. Yeah, it's just instantaneous. We're talking nanoseconds, Vidir.
Okay, hold on here. See, now I'm talking, and it says I'm waiting for my comments to come 5 minutes ago.
Strange. Maybe your particular laptop is... Oh, she just went off. One of the other... I think her laptop's going through the NSA. That's why it's taken so long.
Uh-huh.
You ever think like that? Psiopticon, that like... you know, everything you're typing is like, they know.
Uh-huh.
For a long time, I thought I wanted to use, like, you know, try and use websites where, you know, I wouldn't be like... What's it like? A start page. Bye-bye. So I wouldn't be followed. Huh. You know, so people wouldn't know who I am. It's like, if, you know, they want to find you, they can find you. I mean, we all have IP addresses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that clever. I just don't want my peers to know, is all.
That's true, yeah.
I was given Grant talk power. Oh, I have to do that. Grant, there, now you guys can talk.
All right, two.
Oh, Ben just got
one,
out.
One, two.
Yeah, can we? Yeah, he left.
Oh, damn. Oh, that was annoying.
There we go.
Here you are.
Hey, Tom. Can you hear me? I don't think he can. No, he's like, shut up, Kay. He just turned his speaker off. Okay. Sorry. Joking. I'm joking. You know, Psiopticon, when we were in Australia this last time, we were at a pool and my kids were playing and there's a little British boy there. He was so cute. He's playing in the pool. They're on vacation. So I'm talking with them.
Right.
And I'm like, hi, what's your name? I even forgot what his name is.
got so strung out. British kids have got like no pluck to them. There, you meet. I've got a couple of American, one cousin, moved to the Sacramento in California, and he's got so much more pluck than other cousins, as it were. You know, he's like confident and
lots
to save
kid.
Himself. British exactly. kids are just crushed, unless they're like little tyrants just shouting in the streets, or the kids, But
right, one or the other.
Yeah, the ones who've supposedly been brought up well. What do they say about? There's a poem, isn't there, about that very sort of sums up the way of thinking of British kids. You know, with them. You know, if was it about thrash them if it sneezes? Was that poem again? Anyway, just about how you should beat the children if the children should be seen and not heard, sort of thing. Oh. But there's a poem along that, a jokey poem along the same lines of beat them if they sneeze, even sort of thing. You know.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
But, yeah.
This little kid was so funny. So I said, "Oh, I bet you're just a wonderful little boy, aren't you?" And he was like, "No, I'm horrible. I hate me mum. I throw things and yell." And
then
he said, "Joking." And he just walked away. My kids were like, "Ah, that was so funny."
He sounds like a little screwed up little sod, doesn't he?
Yeah. And then at the end he goes, "Joking."
That's kind of a new concept in modern language. Is modern English is dropping a sort of negation on the end of a sentence, like bloody bloody blah. I'm very proud to be, I don't know, whatever it is. How did I not? Have you is that coming to American English as well? You terminate the sentence with the word not, and then that sums it up. You know, but strange.
Yes, the teenagers do.
Where's that come from?
Yeah, not the adults so much.
I didn't say that when I was a kid, you know, just ending a sentence on the word. I think it's that guy, Sacha Baron Cohen. He was the one who made a joke of it in, what was the name of that film? That one where he was called.
Oh, Borat.
Borat, maybe. Was it Borat? Yeah. Maybe it came from that. I don't know. It seems to be whatever.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. I think it was a meme on a couple of TV shows like the Disney Channel nonsense. You know, they're so good at trying to tell us how to think socially, how to behave.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it was like a meme, a little bit of a meme. Didn't,
so he wasn't such a perfect kid after all then.
Oh, it was so cute though, listening to him talk. And my kids had just been reading Harry Potter. So we're like, oh my God.
Did you see the guy who plays the Harry Potter, or played, I guess he's much too old now, I forget what his name is now, the actor who played Harry Potter gave his own tribute to Robin Williams. Did you see that?
Really?
What's his name again? Harry Potter? What's that kid's name? Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe.
I don't know who's going to play it now, because he's obviously
Oh my gosh, we saw him in a movie.
Huh?
It was a really strange one about an old... I guess it was in like the 1940s, and it was like a group of kids at a college somewhere in England, and they were studying, you know, to be scholars or whatever. It was awkward. There was a couple awkward gay love scenes in it with Daniel Radcliffe. I was like, I'm not ready for Harry Potter to do that.
No.
Hey, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
All right, Vadir's here.
Johnny, you can talk now, and Ab just said he's going to make you an operator, so you don't have that issue.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Johnny? Oh,
yeah, oh, I can hear you.
You've got your O. You've been crowned.
Yay!
Okay.
Your band must be bath time there. I'm thinking 7:20.
All right. Hey, Johnny, you want to meet in room 237?
And yeah, we can go record that down, yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
We can.
And then,
well, we'll have to try the, the watch at the same time thing.
Right. Let's try that.
Okay.
Okay. And Vidir and Psiopticon, we will see you in a minute. Vidir, can you talk? Oh, maybe Bat will catch up. Okay, I'll see you later, Psiopticon.
Yeah, take it easy.
Okay.
See ya.
Hey, Ben. What's happening over there? Go back to the other side here.
On the Android, you use the Android client, don't you, Vidair? How do you move between the groups? Press your name.
Just hold your finger. No, hold your finger on the room.
Oh, I see. Right, sorry. Yeah.
Oops.
Okay, sure. Oh, yeah, there we are. go there.
I'm just going to go back here and check something out.
Whoops.
Are you there, Psyopticon? Are you available?
Yeah, I'm around, yeah.
Hello. What Johnny and I are trying to do is we downloaded this program called Synaptop. It's kind of like movies with friends where you can both watch a movie at the same time. Right. And both people have power to stop or start the movie. So we're trying to work out the bugs to that program because Johnny, you know, Johnny does a show.
Uh-huh.
So he's trying to figure out how we can incorporate that in a show.
Right.
It's pretty cool. It's about the...
You broke up. I lost you there.
Remember the new...
You're breaking up, Kay Hamad. I can't hear you.
School board.
You're breaking up. Hang on.
Hey, Kay, what was the name of that program again? What was the name of the program?
Synaptop. S-I-N-A-P. Top. Synaptop.
Yeah.
You're breaking up badly, yeah. Kay. Mute over there. Can she hear you?
S-I-N-A-P. Yeah. Like synapses in your brain.
There's something wrong with... You need to turn your settings down so that it doesn't... It keeps cutting out. It's set too high.
I'm looking at it now, okay. Synaptop.com. Oh, well, you've got to create an account first, have you? Movies. What else would you want it for? Students? Oh, it's like a virtual desktop or something like that. Shared desktop, is that? Those are these things, really. It's very similar to something like VNC. I guess you need quite a lot of bandwidth, though, to actually pull it off, you know. Have a look. I know VNC is rubbish for that reason. You know, I'm sure it works well in university networks, but it doesn't work well over 3G or whatever. So have a look. Where do we download it, then? You've got to actually register first, have you? Let's have a look. See if it's in any Linux archives. Synaptop.
Can you hear me now?
A little better.
Yeah.
A little better. I wonder if the program has something to do with it. Synaptop?
I was just saying to Fidair, it's probably like robbing all your bandwidth. What sort of connection are you on? A mobile network?
Yeah, it's our Wi-Fi network.
Probably hogging a whole lot. I was just saying, I've tried similar things before. There's one called VNC where you can share the same desktop, or you can share another desktop, and that completely kills the connection. You know, you can't even download emails or anything. It's so such a hog. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know. I'll download it, see what happens. I'm on a 20 megabit connection here. Did you put your real name and address and everything in there or not?
I just had to put an email. That's all.
Right.
I did try TeamSpeak. That's what's the other one? TeamView?
TeamViewer?
I don't like it at all. TeamViewer. It's very slow. That's very slow.
Not at all. I use it all day long.
Really? Your computer like at home from work?
I am both. I'm on it all day at work, and I'm on it. I go into different clients' computers.
Oh, really? And it's fine for... Well, you know what? You must pay for the nice one. Or is it the free one?
I can use the free one with my mom.
So where's the client, then? You don't actually have to download anything, then, do you?
Yeah, it's a program that... Yeah, it lets you... Let's see. TeamViewer. Yeah, there's a program.
What are we looking at, then? Oh, I mean for Synaptop.
Oh, so you can do a voice chat. Have you tried the voice chat on it?
Video chat. Where's voice chat? Let's see voice chat.
That voice chat's on what? TeamViewer?
On this.
On Synaptop.
Oh, you know what? And I was looking at it, and I think there is just a video chat. Yeah, I found VChat, but nothing else.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to do VChat, and it was like, I thought it was just audio, but then it said, can't find your camera. I'm like, oh, crap. I don't want to do that. I don't want that. Good so deals you can't find.
How do you sort of log? How do you join other people then? Oh, I see. Well, click invite with a QR code. Is that it? Or what's the other one?
No.
There?
Yeah, that's awkward. If you go to movie, there's the word. Well, first you have to have a friend already invited. And you have
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to preload your movie.
Right.
Usually we're just watching it through YouTube.
How do I put somebody's name in here? Kay Hamad. Enter a name or email, it says.
Yeah.
Are you Kay? There's a Kay Mad there and a picture of a cat. That's not you.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, is you?
Yeah. Kay Hamad dot tube, right?
Okay, I've added you. What am I then?
Well, I don't know. What is your name? I think you have to.
What is your email?
the.evil.edna@gmail.com, sorry. The.edna. Somebody had already nicked Evil or Edna. So
okay, give me your email, okay?
the.evil.edna@gmail.com.
What was that? I'm sorry, give that to me one more time.
The, T-H-E, and okay. Then dot, and then evil, E-V-I-L, then dot again, Edna, and then @gmail.com.
All right, how do you spell dot?
Where are we then?
So that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, what's K's now? What's your email, K? Or can you give it to me?
Yeah, khamad.tube, T-U-B-E, @yahoo.com. But once you're in there, you're already in there. You just look for the name. So it'll say they're already in here. So then you just have to add. So like, now you guys could watch any movie you want. And as you're watching it, you just add a friend to come watch it with you.
Do we have guests?
I don't know.
They're guests.
Yeah, they're looking at it. So what Johnny and I did is we looked at the characters in this video and we did some research about their background and we're going to kind of compare notes on these jokers of the Wolfgang Goes to Newtown Board of Education, Sandy Hook Hoax.
Yeah, these are the people who are representing the truth in the Sandy Hook, you know, movement, I guess.
Thank you, Johnny. And that's why we're so concerned, because these idiots are supposed to represent the truth movement.
Hey, Johnny, what's your email?
You have it already, don't you?
Oh, okay, let me go look for it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in there. So all you have to do is, like, type the first couple of letters, and this email should come up on synapse.com. You know, Johnny, my speaker was going in and out, like I was losing connection with Speak. So I had to close Skype. I had to close fakeultras.com, and now it seems to be working a little better.
What was the problem?
I think I was using too much bandwidth.
Oh.
Because it's an laptop.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. That's what Decepticon said. I think he's right.
I listened to the playback, and, you know, you heard me talk, and then when I played the video, it was just silence, and then you heard me when I stopped it and started talking again, so it seems to be working. But I did notice when, at one point, it must have been when you hit play, I could hear Wolfgang talking.
What?
But not when I clicked play. You know what I mean?
Really? You want to try that?
So I don't know whether, I just don't know whether I should be in control of the play and pause, or you should be in control if it is actually recording. You know what I mean?
Right.
I guess maybe you should be, because then either way, you know, there's a better chance. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No, that'd be fine. You could just say stop or whenever you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, you'll have control of the play button and we'll just kind of stop between the contestants.
Okay. Contestants. On the Price is Right. The truth is right. Welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you want to go into...
You guys formed the group then? I've just clicked Vidair there. Who requested contact.
Okay.
So what do we do now then? Where do we go? Theatre? Or video chat?
Do I have to add them?
I have to add them?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to add who? Vidair and Psiopticon to my list?
But he'll be Evil Edna.
I should have done that, really, shouldn't I? I should have put Psiopticon. Anyway.
That's fine. We all know. Anyway.
So the video that I had up, Kay, I'm gonna, because I have to add two people, right?
Yes.
So the video that we did add up, we're just gonna have to, I'll have to re-put that up in a second, so.
Okay. I think you just back up, right? With the,
It's possible. I'll try that.
Okay.
I have your don't mess with one.
That's the right one.
Okay. Why does it not come up then?
I think he has to add you for this specific session.
I'm just trying to add him as a contact.
Oh, right.
Excuse me.
Well, maybe it's the space, or that's what it was. I had a space at the end. There, you're one of my contacts.
You guys read Hoy's article that's somehow kept, you know, been kept under wraps since January 2010, leading the historical development leading up to 9/11 as a hoax. Did you guys read that on septemberclues.info/historical.shtml? Are you guys still around? What's happened here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Edna.
Yeah.
I'm just setting up here the...
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm just wondering why this one window doesn't close when I ask it to close. Contact.
Kay and I were both having that problem at times, too.
Or maybe there's like an escape? No?
But I think I need Vidir and Edna's email to add them to my contacts, I think.
I added you, so you should be in my contacts, yeah.
Hmm.
Like the buttons at the top don't work. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's an issue.
Maybe it's a browser issue. Let me go try it in another one. So I was doing that in, what am I working on here? This is Internet Explorer. Oh, you know what? I bet you compatibility view might help. Tools, compatibility view settings, and add it. I bet you that's it. Close. And okay, that did absolutely nothing.
Okay, I see both of your... I accepted both of your invitations, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Hamad's not there, though. Where's she gone?
You hear me, dog? Tom. Thanks, Vidara. Sorry, guys, I'm so stupid. I get lost looking for streets. I fall in ponds. I drop money. You're too funny, Tom.
So what's after Edna for the email address? The .evil.edna...
@gmail.com.
Wow, you have to know the exact thing. Alright, I found maybe, it.
Yeah, okay, where do we go to?
And then Vidir?
So I think I have to go to the movie and add it, right? The same way I did it before.
Oh, just open it again. It's already added, right? Vidir, what was your email?
Vidir.Lisette@USA.com.
Successfully added you, alright. Well, that's kind of fun. Oh, you can do groups? They do a group yet. You can create a group. That's cool, but I don't think we... You know, Vidir, it's funny because yesterday none of my windows were closing. I'd open photos, it wouldn't close. Theater, it wouldn't close. Media player, it wouldn't close. But today they're closing, so...
They're not for me. I always have to leave the site, kind of.
I wonder if it's the... I'm using Google Chrome. Oftentimes Google Chrome doesn't have a lot of issues, whereas Internet Explorer, it'll stop if it runs into an error. Rory's rubbing his back.
Okay, Johnny Clues has invited me to watch a video.
Oh, and I'm going to do it stuff too.
I sent it to everyone.
Thank you, Johnny.
Okay, let me just turn off my microphone.
What's that noise?
That's Rory rubbing his back. Here.
Oh, these windows. Hang on, there's too many windows open here. Sorry, yeah.
It's okay.
Video loading. Very slow.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. Johnny, are we in the right room? You want to just do it live, or what was your idea? What do you think, Johnny? Stay here?
Sorry, I had my mic muted.
Dang
I'm
it.
Bad at that. Okay, what we should do is we'll keep the video at 226,
okay.
And then we'll all move into room 237.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so we're all, are we?
Yeah, we're all going to move into room 237.